Welcome to the 1 Year Audio Bible Podcast. Today is March 15th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the New Living Translation for the Old Testament and for the New Testament. Exodus 30:11-31:17. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Whenever you take a census of the people of Israel, each man who is counted must pay a ransom for himself to the Lord. Then no plague will strike the people as you count them. Each person who is counted must give a small piece of silver as a sacred offering to the Lord. This payment is half a shekel, based on the sanctuary shekel, which equals 20 gerahs. All who have reached their 20th birthday must give this sacred offering to the Lord. When this offering is given to the Lord to purify your lives, making you right with Him, the rich must not give more than the specified amount, and the poor must not give less. Receive this ransom money from the Israelites and use it for the care of the temple. It will bring the Israelites to the Lord's attention, and it will purify your lives." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a bronze wash basin with a bronze stand. Place it between the tabernacle and the altar and fill it with water. Aaron and his sons will wash their hands and feet there. They must wash with water whenever they go into the tabernacle to appear before the Lord, and when they approach the altar to burn up their special gifts to the Lord, or they will die. They must always wash their hands and feet, or they will die. This is a permanent law for Aaron and his descendants to be observed from generation to generation." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Collect choice spices, 12.5 pounds of pure myrrh, 6.25 pounds of fragrant cinnamon, 6.25 pounds of fragrant calamus, and 12.5 pounds of cassia, as measured by the weight of the sanctuary shekel. Also get 1 gallon of olive oil. Like a skilled incense maker, blend these ingredients to make a holy anointing oil. Use this sacred oil to anoint the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and all its accessories, the incense altar, the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils, and the wash basin with its stand. Consecrate them to make them absolutely holy. After this, whatever touches them will also become holy. Anoint Aaron and his sons also, consecrating them to serve me as priests, and say to the people of Israel, 'This holy anointing oil is reserved for me from generation to generation. It must never be used to anoint anyone else, and you must never make any blend like it for yourselves. It is holy, and you must treat it as holy. Anyone who makes a blend like it or anoints someone other than a priest will be cut off from the community.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather fragrant spices, resin droplets, mollusk shell, and galbanum, and mix these fragrant spices with pure frankincense, weighed out in equal amounts. Using the usual techniques of the incense maker, blend the spices together and sprinkle them with salt to produce a pure and holy incense. Grind some of the mixture into a very fine powder and put it in front of the Ark of the Covenant where I will meet with you in the tabernacle. You must treat this incense as most holy. Never use this formula to make this incense for yourselves. It is reserved for the Lord, and you must treat it as holy. Anyone who makes incense like this for personal use will be cut off from the community." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Look, I have specifically chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts. He is a master craftsman, expert in working with gold, silver, and bronze. He is skilled in engraving and mounting gemstones and in carving wood. He is a master at every craft. And I have personally appointed Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan to be his assistant. Moreover, I have given special skill to all the gifted craftsmen, so they can make all the things I have commanded you to make: the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark's cover, the place of atonement, all the furnishings of the tabernacle, all the table and its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all its accessories, the incense altar, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, the wash basin with its stand, the beautifully stitched garments, the sacred garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to wear as they minister as priests, the anointing oil, the fragrant incense for the holy place. The craftsmen must make everything as I have commanded you. Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses. Tell the people of Israel, be careful to keep my Sabbath day, for the Sabbath is a sign of the covenant between me and you from generation to generation. It is given so you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. You must keep the Sabbath day, for it is a holy day for you. Anyone who desecrates it must be put to death. Anyone who works on that day will be cut off from the community. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day must be a Sabbath day of complete rest, a holy day dedicated to the Lord. Anyone who works on the Sabbath must be put to death. The people of Israel must keep the Sabbath day by observing it from generation to generation. This is a covenant obligation for all time. It is a permanent sign of my covenant with the people of Israel, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, but on the seventh day he stopped working and was refreshed. Luke 1:57-80. Now it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, and it was a boy. The word spread quickly to her neighbors and relatives that the Lord had been very kind to her, and everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, all the relatives and friends came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth said, "No, his name is John." "What?" they exclaimed. "There is no one in all your family by that name." So they asked the baby's father, communicating to him by making gestures. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, "His name is John." Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Wonder fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on these events and asked, "I wonder what this child will turn out to be, for the hand of the Lord is surely upon him in a special way." Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy: "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited his people and redeemed them. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through the holy prophets long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant with them, the covenant he gave to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness forever. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." John grew up and became strong in spirit. Then he lived out in the wilderness until he began his public ministry to Israel. Psalm 58:1-11. Justice. Do you rulers know the meaning of the word? Do you judge the people fairly? No. All your dealings are crooked. You hand out violence instead of justice. These wicked people are born sinners. Even from birth, they have lied and gone their own way. They spit poison like deadly snakes. They are like cobras that refuse to listen, ignoring the tunes of the snake charmers, no matter how skillfully they play. Break off their fangs, O God. Smash the jaws of these lions, O Lord. May they disappear like water into thirsty ground. Make their weapons useless in their hands. May they be like snails that dissolve into slime, like a stillborn child who will never see the sun. God will sweep them away, both young and old, faster than a pot heats on an open flame. The godly will rejoice when they see injustice avenged. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then at last everyone will say, there truly is a reward for those who live for God. Surely there is a God who judges justly here on earth. Proverbs 11:12-13. It is foolish to belittle a neighbor. A person with good sense remains silent. A gossip goes around revealing secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. I want to speak to you today from our reading from Luke 1:57-80. And here we have this amazing, incredible prophecy spoken by Zechariah. Now recall that Zechariah has been struck dumb ever since the angel told him that his wife was going to be pregnant with child, and she had been barren for so long that he had unbelief in his heart. And because of that unbelief, the angel struck him dumb. So for 9 months, he could not speak. And so as soon as the baby is born, he says his name is John. And instantly, he wrote that on a tablet. And as soon as he wrote that on a tablet, he was able to speak again. So he gives an amazing prophecy. Let's just unpack this prophecy. He says, he, that is God, has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. So John has had 9 months to think about this. And he's obviously had time to study the scriptures and also to perhaps have conversation with God where the Holy Spirit would reveal to him these things. He goes on to say in verse 71, now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant with them. The covenant he gave to our ancestor, Abraham. So what is that covenant that was given to Abraham? God made a covenant with Abraham and to his descendants that he would have more descendants, more numerous than the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore, and that he was going to give them a land, the promised land, the land of Israel. So Abraham is promised a seed and a land. And Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So he's saved. He's in the book of life, even though this is before Jesus was ever born. Because Abraham believed God and had faith in what God said and in God's promise, he was counted as righteous. We, continuing on in verse 74, Zechariah says, we have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness forever. And now Zechariah turns his attention to his newborn baby, John the Baptist. And he says to his son, and you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. Now recall that Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant when Mary came to visit her, and Mary had just conceived. So Mary and Elizabeth are related, and John the Baptist and Jesus are cousins. They are cousins. And when Mary comes into the presence of Elizabeth, the baby leaps for joy. It's like the two babies from within the womb knew each other. And so he's saying that you, John the Baptist, is going to prepare the way for the Lord and make the way straight. This is actually a reference to a scripture from the Old Testament, to prepare the way for the Lord. And how do you prepare the way for the coming of the Lord? It's a call to repentance, a call to level every mountain. And mountains can be a shadow picture of pride, to level every mountain, to make ourselves prostrate before him, to repent of our pride, to be honest and real with the Lord and repent of our sins. Verse 77, you will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. So because of God's tender mercy, the light from heaven is about to break upon us to give us light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us to the path of peace. And again, that verse is a reference back to a verse from the Old Testament about those who are living in darkness will see a glorious light. This is from the book of Isaiah. Those who are living in the shadow of darkness will see a glorious light. And what is that light? That light is Jesus. He is the light of the world. So this is an amazing prophecy. John's father knew exactly who John the Baptist was. He understood his destiny, his calling, his purpose, and you better believe he raised him to walk into his destiny, into the calling that God has on his life. That's all I have for today. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.
Adonai Vishmarekha Yaya Adonai Panavilakha Vikunekha Yisa Adonai Panav Hilekha Vayasen Lekha Lekha Shalom.
The Aaronic Blessing from Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.